Each year, we sit in the sukkah for 7 days and recall how we traveled through the desert with nothing and entered into the desert with nothing. As an expression of great love to God. And what happened next was even more amazing. And the fact that God miraculously took care of us in the desert. We expressed our love to God, and God expressed his magical love for us and protected us for 40 years in the desert. The week of Sukkot, introducing the week of Sukkot, we always read the verse in Hazinu, Yisovavenu, where the Torah says, Yisovavenu. Yisovavenu means he surrounded him. Who exactly surrounded whom? Rashi brings two different interpretations. The first, God surrounded the Jewish people and protected them in the desert. The other interpretation from Onkelos that Rashi brings is that the Jewish people surrounded God in the desert when they surrounded his temple, his Mishkan. And the Jewish people camped around it, surrounding it, protecting it. And of course, both are true. Both are true. That's what's so beautiful. Both are true. We expressed our love to God and so to speak surrounded him, so to speak embraced him, enveloped him, encircled him, hugged him. And God, of course, hugged us and surrounded us and protected us and embraced us and enveloped us. And loved us by caring for us. And this theme, this model, is one which not only is happened in the desert, and we celebrate both of them, both loves, but we also think about it as it happens today. And we consider those old feelings of love. Right, that God wistfully reminisces when he says, I remember the love of, the great love of our youth, your youth, the Jewish people, like we mentioned last week, or, Yom Kippur. And not only is this true in the past, and philosophically, but it's true every Sukkot, as we sit in the sukkah for 7 days, and God envelops us and embraces us as we sit in his hug. The sukkah is considered his hug as is described in the verse in Shir HaShirim, that God embraces us. Smolo tachas l'roshi, v'yamino techabekeni. God embraces us, and we embrace God, so to speak. How is that? We encircle him. As we do the hakafas every single day of the holiday, we encircle and go around the bima and walk around and encircle God, so to speak. We surround, we go around him. This is not a new custom. This is an original custom from the biblical law of Arava. In the times of the temple of the Beis Hamikdash, the Jewish people would encircle the mizbeach, the altar, once every day, and so that's what we do. We sit in God's embrace. God encircles us, embraces us, hugs us, and then we go to the synagogue, and we encircle God and we embrace God, and then we come back to our sukkah, and God embraces us, and. And we go back to the shul and we embrace God. And we are trading hugs. Trading hugs with God. All of Sukkot. An expression of our love for Hashem. An expression of Hashem's love for us. And tomorrow, we go for the seven-layer love. The seven-layer hug. The seven-decker hug. Where we've just... experience 7 days of God's hugs, and we go tomorrow morning and we embrace and encircle God seven times. And then the following day, we do it again. Do it again. This is all. This is all an deep expressions of our love relationship with Hashem. Hashem, so to speak, hugs us goodbye on Simchas Torah, and we, so to speak, hug him goodbye. Hashem says, "Spend one more day with me," and Hashem just gives us a little goodbye hug. And we give seven goodbye hugs, showing how we long, we love him and we long for him, and we appreciate his love, and we reflect it back upon him. May we merit to feel the embrace of Hashem and embrace him back. Chag Sameach.